How do you think that that couplet has been traditionally understood to describe the past of God?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory the way that you said it. I would say traditionally understood that God was once a man on an earth such as this, and he had to go through the same trials and tests just like Jesus Christ did, just like we do, and that he fulfilled it.
You think it's possible that God the Father was more like us in the sense that he had to benefit from an atonement and learn from his transgressions and sins?
Well, I think it's possible, yeah.
So would it be fair for outsiders to say of the Mormon Church that it doesn't provide an official, rock-solid confidence that God the Father never was a sinner like us?
I don't think it really matters.
It doesn't really matter.
If he was a sinner, then great. I mean, it doesn't really matter. The atonement that Jesus Christ provided for us here on earth, who are all sinners, allows us to be cleansed through his blood, through his saving grace, allows us to be cleansed from all of that. So that, to me, it doesn't really matter whether or not God was ever a sinner, because if that was the case, then he, to the very what do I want to say, the very existence of him as a God means that he overcame those sins, and that he was, if he lived in a world where, or if there was a situation where he had a redeemer, as we have Christ, then he overcame it, and he was blessed by the grace of that redeemer.